Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter P. P says P. P says P. I want you to have fun with this activity. I just need you to remember that it's called Listen and Learn. And that means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen to those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. If you need to finish coloring or writing something at the end, you can. Okay, let's get started. Pick up your pencil and write your name at the top. I will write mine too. My name is Mrs. Oldham, and I'm excited to be here with you today. When you are finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. You don't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring. So at the top of your page, you have a picture, and some of the objects in your picture begin with our letter for today. Our letter for today, remember, is P, and P makes the sound of P, P. So I see a P, P plane in my picture, and I think you should see the P, P plane in your picture. So let's find our red crayon. Some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red crayon. And let's color the plane red. Go ahead, begin coloring your plane red. So plane begins with the letter P. P, plane, p. Be really careful when you make the sound of P that you don't say p, because that's not the sound of P. P doesn't say p. P says P. That way, when you say the word plane, you have the P, P, plane. You have that P, P sound at the beginning, not plane. We don't say, oh, look at the plane in the sky. That's not how we talk. We say plane, plane. So P makes the sound of P, 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 plane, P, P. You try it. P, plane, P. P, plane, P. All right. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring my P, 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 plane red, which tells me you're probably finished coloring your plane red or very close to finished. So I'll give you about 5 more seconds, and then I want you to put your red crayon down. Finished or not. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's look at our pictures again. Let's see. Do you see anything else that might start with the letter P, like plane? P, p, p. Yes, pumpkin. I see 2 pumpkins. Find some kind of an orange crayon. Doesn't have to be a perfect orange. And let's color both of the pumpkins. There are 2, one on each side of the house. Let's color both of the pumpkins orange. Ready, go. We're going to color both. Pumpkin begins with the letter P. P, pumpkin, P. P, pumpkin, P. You do it. You say it. P, pumpkin, plane and pumpkin both begin with the letter P. Pumpkin. Pumpkins are on the ground and the plane is in the sky. The pumpkins are on the ground and the plane is in the sky. So pumpkin and plane, another word that begins with the letter P and makes the P sound is pie, which I'm thinking of pie because of this pumpkin that I'm coloring. Have you ever tried pumpkin pie? Me too. I think it's okay. It's not my favorite. I know some people love it, and some people don't. My sister loves pumpkin pie. So pie begins the same way as pumpkin and plane. P, pie, P, pie, P. I have finished coloring both of my orange pumpkins. There are two. Make sure you finish coloring both. So take about 7 more seconds. And then we're going to move on from the pumpkins. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. Let's see. Should we color the window on the house? Any of the windows? Does that begin with the letter P? Windows. Nope, we're going to leave those windows alone. Well, how about the princess? Yes, princess begins with the letter P. Boys and girls, she's dressed up as a princess. Let's find a purple crayon, some kind of a purple crayon, and let's color the princess dress purple. Oh, yes. I am coloring the princess purple, and I'm noticing that the word purple begins with P also. The princess has on a purple dress. So we have purple and princess that both begin with the letter P. P, princess, P. P, princess, P. Purple also begins with the letter P. P, purple, P. P, purple, P. Princess, purple, pumpkin, pie, and plane all begin with which letter? Yes, P. And P says P. P says P. Okay, so her dress is purple. I'm almost finished. There's some little tiny parts I have to get through and around. I'm coloring neatly. I want you to color neatly too. But I'm almost finished. So let's take 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your purple crayon. And this princess, this little girl, her name is Piper. Piper. That's her name. Does her name begin with the letter P? Piper. Yes, it does. Let's find our yellow crayon, some kind of a yellow crayon, and let's color her crown yellow because Piper has a yellow crown. Piper begins with the letter P. P, Piper, P. P, Piper, P. So she has on a purple dress and a yellow crown, and her name is Piper. Piper. Piper has a purple dress and she's next to a pumpkin. Piper has a yellow crown and there's a plane above her. How's that sound? I like it. Okay, I am finished coloring my crown. Or actually, I should say it's Piper's crown. And I am going to put down my yellow crayon and I'm going to ask you to do it too in 3, 2, and 1. So boys and girls, it looks like these kids are dressed up. Maybe there's a fun event going on. Maybe it's for a special holiday. They're next to a house. Should we color the house? House? Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter P. What about the pirate boy? Pirate. Yes, that begins with the letter P. Pirate. Let's color his shirt red. Find some kind of a red crayon. We just did it with our plane, so you should be able to find it. And let's color the pirate's shirt, just his shirt, red. Pirate begins with the letter P, just like pumpkin and princess and purple and plane and pie. We have pirate. Pirate. P, pirate. P, pirate, P. So pirate has the beginning sound just like our other ones. The P, P, pirate has a red shirt. I'm almost finished coloring his shirt red, which is the same color as our plane. So take about 5 more seconds for the red pirate shirt. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your red crayon and find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color the pirate's pants blue. Yes, his pants are blue and pants begin with the letter P. Pants. P. Pants. P. Pants. They both begin with the letter P. Pirate's pants. His pants are blue. The pirate has some pants, which is good. Yeah, we need him to have some pants on. Yeah, that's important. He needs to be dressed. Okay. Those pants aren't very big, so I'm finished coloring my pants. Let's put down our blue crayon. And boys and girls, let me tell you, we have Piper the Princess. Well, boys and girls, this is Paxton the Pirate. That's Paxton. Let's color Paxton's hat black, some kind of a black crayon. If you can't find your black crayon, you may use your pencil. That will make it a gray color, and that's close enough for me. So this is Paxton the Pirate. Paxton, his name begins with the letter P, just like Piper's name. We have Paxton the Pirate and Piper the Princess. And Paxton's next to a pumpkin, and so is Piper. They're next to pumpkins. All of these begin with the letter P. P says P says P. All right. I am finished coloring Paxton's hat. So take a few more seconds and then put down your black crayon, please. 5, 4, 3, 2. Finished or not? 1. I need you to find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. So if you look at number 1 at the bottom, there are 3 capital, or we can say uppercase, P's in a row. Number 1, if you go across, there are 3 capital uppercase P's in a row. Let's trace them together. Let's trace the first capital P. Ready, go. P, P. Scoot over, do the next one. P, P. Scoot over, do the next one. P, P. Scoot over. There is nothing to trace because I want you to practice writing your own capital P. Ready, go. Write your own capital P. P, P. Scoot over. Do it again. P, P. Scoot over one last time for extra practice. P, P. Okay, look at number 2. Boys and girls, there are 3 lowercase p's in a row. We're going to trace those together. These are the lowercase ones. Ready? Let's trace the first one. P, P. Scoot over. P, P. Scoot over. Trace the last one. P, P. Scoot over. Oh no, there is nothing there. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Yes, you write your own lowercase p. Go ahead. P, P. Scoot over. P, P. Last time. P, P. Good. All right, let's look at number 3. There is a row of dark black letters. I want you to look for the capital uppercase p's, and I want you to circle them. When you find a capital P, circle it. We're on number 3, across. Don't circle anything we already traced or anything you wrote. I want you to look for the capital P's that are only on number 3. We're going across number 3. How many capital P's did you find? How many did you circle? 1, 2, 3. Me too. Okay, now stay on number 3 and let's look for the lowercase P's. Let's see if you can find the lowercase piece. Again, we're just on number 3. We're not circling anything that we traced or anything that we wrote. We're just looking for the dark black letters on number 3. Okay, how many lowercase p's did you find? 1, 2, 3. I found 3. How many did you find? Yes, 3 capital P's, 3 lowercase p's, all on number 3. Ha! All right, number 4. There are some pictures on number 4. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter P and makes the P sound. Ready? Number 4. The first picture is a castle. Castle. Should we circle it? Does it begin with the letter? No, it doesn't begin with the letter P. Leave it alone. The next picture is panda. Panda. Yes, circle it. The next picture is apple. Apple. Does it begin with the letter P? Apple. Nope, leave it alone. Pie. Pie. Yes, circle it. Pie begins with the letter P. What about yarn? Yarn. No. Ooh, yummy. Pizza. Pizza. Yes, that begins with the letter P. So we circled panda, pie, and pizza. And we finished the whole activity. Boys and girls, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.